Good day, St. Marcellinus. You are listening to Daily Question Lesson 24 with your host, Rain Isabel. For today's question lesson, I am going to interview a few people about their struggles on entering first-year high school and how they overcame those struggles. My inspiration for today's question is the novel titled Speak. This book is about a teen girl named Melinda who just entered her first year in high school. This book also talks about how Melinda struggles throughout her first year as a high school student. Now, I will ask random people to share their struggles during their first year being a grade 9 student and how they overcame it. This is to see what struggles do people have in common when entering first year high school. Now, let's get started. My first interviewee is Ella, who is currently in grade 9.
My first struggles in high school was probably peer pressure from my friends, not to like do drugs or anything, but just to like lie about people and just not be a good person. So how I overcome that was just honestly just letting it out and like having a good cry. And then I went to my guidance counselor and we figured it out from there. And then second semester came and those weren't problems anymore. And that's it.
Now let's hear what Estefania, who is also in grade 9, has to say.
My struggles in when I was first coming to high school was when I was scared that I wasn't going to meet new people or like make new friends. I thought I was going to be lonely all the time. And I was also scared that I wasn't going to keep up with school and like tests and things. But I overcame it by like going to art class and doing things I loved because I loved art and I really loved my art teacher, Miss Hickey and stuff. And I also loved hanging out with my friends and also new friends that I made eventually.
The next answer we will hear is from Shanice, also a grade 9 student.
A struggle starting school as a freshman has made it difficult to fit in with the system as you are new to the environment. I overcame this by getting to know the area or asking for help. The population of the school was very overwhelming due to coming from a private school with little over 300 kids total. I overcame this challenge by learning how to manage my time with teachers to make sure I wasn't being left behind, but also not to hold up a line of students who need help as well.
Let's hear some other perspectives from the senior high school students. We have Jillian in grade 11.
The struggles that I have experienced when I was about to enter high school were how to socialize with other people, with different people, and how to cope up with the community. So what I did is I focused on how to socialize and understand what the people are doing in the community. So it helps me.
Now, we have Claudia, who is in grade 12.
I think my biggest struggle going into grade 9 was procrastination, and the way I came over that was as soon as I got assignments, I would just do them right on time.
My next interviewee is Ryan, who is also in grade 12.
I think the biggest struggle going into grade 9 was time management, and then the way I solved that was basically using like a calendar schedule book and just keeping tabs on things and getting a to-do list so I can organize myself better.
Last but definitely not the least, we have Christine here, a grade 12 student.
I am a shy person and I barely take the first action to talk to the people around me. It always comes to them talking to me first. I had difficulties making friends in like a small amount of time, but as it goes by, I still find a way to communicate with them. I guess I have learned something that in the hard times of your life, you'll always need a friend at the end, so why not make some, right? About the subjects, I pretty adjusted quickly. The teachers were no problem at all. They were friendly and kind. Struggles can come every day, especially not with only one specific student. It comes by with every situation we are placed in. My struggle was my own personal problem, but I guess it still depends on an individual on how they will overcome them.
And I'm back. Thank you for those I interviewed for your participation. Okay, so we heard a lot of different answers from different people. Based on what I've heard, the most common struggle that students have when entering high school is making friends. Remember what I told you about Melinda in the book titled Speak? For me, making friends was also her struggle in the first marking period and throughout the story. At the beginning of the story, Melinda struggles to find new friends. She thinks that she does not belong in any part of high school. Melinda was having a hard time talking and reuniting with her elementary friend Rachel because based on the first marking period, Rachel seems to have a grudge on her. She also can't find a group or club that she thinks she can fit in. Estefania, one of my interviewees, said that her struggle on her first year in high school was the fear of not finding new friends and scared that she was going to be lonely. In the book, Melinda mentioned something about being alone. She said that she wants someone on her side just so she wouldn't look like a loner. I also got a really good example of high school struggles, and this is procrastination. We can't deny that even once in our life, we procrastinated, doing stuff the day before the due date, and I think that that is something we really need to change. Melinda also seems to procrastinate all the time. She does not do her homework because nap rays always get to her first, she said. So I think that that could be one of her problems in the future. In addition, Christine mentioned something about being shy. She said, "It always comes to them talking to me first." In the first marking period, Melinda does not talk much. Someone had to make the first move, and that's Heather, the new student from Ohio. Melinda and Heather are friends, but still, she seems to struggle trusting Heather. To sum it all up, entering high school is frightening because we don't know what could happen every day. We are not in control of every event that may happen in our high school life, but we can make it memorable, right? We can make high school fun. It's time for the lesson of the day. Allow me to give some tips on how to overcome some struggles on entering high school through my interviewee's answers. Firstly, admit it or not, we need help from our teachers or guidance counselors, and it's okay. It's actually good. It's an advantage. Some students don't get as many help as we can have. If you don't know what to do next or confused or something, ask for help either from a teacher or your guidance counselor. Secondly, like what Jillian, one of my interviewees, said, he overcame his struggle on socializing by observing what's going on in the community. You know, understanding other people's way of socializing and trying to use it to make some friends. Also, I think what Christine said was right. By the end, you will always need a friend in the hard times of your life. So go out of your comfort zone and make friends. Lastly, schoolworks can be very overwhelming sometimes, so I think Ryan's way of overcoming his struggle, which is time management, is really helpful. He used a calendar schedule book to help him be more organized and to do his assignments on time. Also, Claudia overcame her struggle in procrastination by doing her homeworks and projects immediately and submits them right on time. That way, she would not experience the feeling of cramming all the time. You can make your high school years memorable by being a responsible, brave, and truthful student. Many people will judge you and bring you down, but the only thing that's important is that you are being truthful with everything that you do. School will get a lot harder in your next years of being a high school student, but just be responsible, you know, do things on time, know your priorities, and never give up. Also, have fun. I hope you learned something on today's question lesson. Again, hosted by yours truly, Rain Isabel. This is Daily Question Lesson 24. Have a great day, St. Marcellinus.